Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf, Shir Espanso, Lui Nishmas, I'm Yaakushom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Metzio Daf Lamed Vov. The Gemara Amud Beis brings the case of a Shomer who was Preshei on a Behemo and went out to the Hagom Umeisa Kedark, and she died there naturally. And Rav Hashita is that he's potokor to everybody because Malach HaMovas Malihocha Malihoso. She would die naturally here, she would die naturally there. There's no difference where she dies. And therefore, it's not the pshia of the shomer. My Rebbe, Rami Shapir Zitzal, used to say a story about himself. He said that once he was in the presence of Adam, who was considered to be very chashuv, and it sounded from the way Rami said the story is that person was not really chashuv. He just had a chashivas that people thought he knew what he was talking about, but he didn't really know. And the story goes that this Adam, this person who was considered to be chashuv, someone asked him, is there a malach hamavos by an animal? Meaning, does an animal die the same way a human being dies, with the koyach, with the power of what's called malach hamavos, loose translation, the angel of death? Or an animal does not die with malach hamavos. It's a different type of death. And this Adam said, it's the pashut, that an animal does not die with malach hamavos. Rav Moshe at that time was a young bocher. And he said, he got up and said, I don't understand. We have a Gemara in Bo Metzio Daf Lamed Vav. The Gemara says, Malach HaMovis Malihocho Malihoso. The Gemara is referring to the death of an animal. And the Gemara is saying that Malach HaMovis, who kills the animal here, is the same Malach HaMovis who killed the animal over there. Nothing changed. Clearly from the Gemara, there is a Malach HaMovis that kills the animal. And in Rav Moshe's story, he said that this was a proof that this Adam Choshev did not have what to answer. But achar iyun, I see this is not so simple. Mitzad echod, there's a Torah Chaim in Chulin Dav Chof Zayin that everybody quotes. All the Sifrei Ashchito bring this Torah Chaim. The Torah Chaim goes on to explain what's the idea of Shchito. And he says that an animal dies naturally like with Malach HaMovis. The Malach HaMovis kills the animal. What will prevent the Malach HaMovis from coming and killing the animal? Will prevent it will be the Shechita. The Shechita elevates the death of the animal from being a death that happens through the Malach HaMovis to a death that happens through Gdusha. And he brings the Rikanti in Parshas Re'eh that says, that's the idea that a tzaddik dies with Misas Neshiko. Every other person dies with Malach HaMovis. But the tzaddik has a special death called Misas Neshiko. He dies with a kiss and he doesn't die through Malach HaMovis. And he continues there that the Rikanti says that the Shechito takes away the tumo of the miso of the behemos. So explains it to Rav Chaim. He says he has a longer richus over there. But his idea is that when Malach HaMovis kills, that's when there is tumo. That's when tumo spreads in the world. So therefore, when you have Shechito, you take away that tumo. The same at Tzaddik, there's a inyan pidi Yerushalmi, if the Tzaddik dies, he doesn't spread tumo because he doesn't die through Malach HaMovis. And Tos Chaim says that's the reason that Behemo, in order to shecht the Behemo, it's a much longer process than shechting an oif. Because the Behemo is more megushim, is more physical. So in order to take her away from the Shlita Malach HaMovis, you have to do much more to elevate the death of the Behemo. By an oif, you have to do much less. But the whole idea of Shechita is to take away the animal from the death of Malach HaMovis. So Tos Chaim clearly learns that the death of an animal comes through Malach HaMovis, and the whole purpose of Shechita is to prevent that. But the Kli Yakor in Parshas Emor, he says differently. And he says clearly that an animal does not die through Malach HaMovis. He says the idea of the death of an animal is the Pirud Ha'arba Yesoides, meaning an animal is the combination of different Yesoides of the Bria, and once there's time for the animal to die, it just dissolves. There's no actual Malach HaMovis that comes and takes away the neshama. And says the Kli Yakor, that's why an animal doesn't cause the same tumo of the death of Adam, because Malach HaMovis doesn't touch her. And I saw in a Sefer sending to the Sefer Divrei Malkiel, a very chashuv shas tshuva Sefer. And Divrei Malkiel, chelek gimel, siman pei gimel. He brings the Kli Yakor and he asks the question to Rav Moshe Shapir Zitzal asked. He asks, what about our Gemara that says Malach HaMovis Malihocha Malihoso? Clearly the Gemara is saying that the way an animal dies is through Malach HaMovis. So says Divrei Malkiel, according to Kli Yakar, you have to say is Loshon Mushal. It's not really Melachem Ofis. It means the death of an animal. Usually death in the world, when we refer to death, we speak about Melachem Ofis, but really Melachem Ofis applies only to human beings. The reason we say Melachem Ofis here, it's Loshon Mushal, that you have to say according to Kli Yakar. So it comes out that this discussion, if there's a Melachem Ofis Bebeim or not, it's a Machlekes of Gedolei Rabbi Seinu, Machlekes to Toras Chaim and the Kli Yakar. We'll just add one more nekudo that I heard from my Rebbe, Moshe Shapir Zitzal. Then maybe this will explain why you have to say like a Toras Chaim that there is Melachem Ofis, or at least that's what Moshe understood. Because Moshe always asked, what's the reason that you need Melachem Ofis at all? A person is living a life. If he needs to die, a Kesh Baruch Hu should stop the life and that's it. Why do you need Melachem Ofis to come and take away the neshama? Why can't you just stop living? So Moshe explained that Chaim, life, is something which is nitzchi, which is eternal. Chaim doesn't stop unless there's something from the outside that comes and stops it. And that's what Melachem Ofis does. Life continues on forever unless there's a Melachem Ofis that comes and takes away life. Efshar, the way Moshe understood, and this is the explanation to Toras Chaim, is that by animals the same thing. Animal has life, and the life continues on and on unless there's an outside force that comes and stops the life. So that's why by an animal, there's also a type of Melachem Ofis that stops the life of the animal. Even that life is nitzchi and goes on and on. This topic obviously needs more iyun. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to Hotsko, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.